You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Yeah. Now, you're the CEO of an Aboriginal Land Council that's doing really a fantastic job out there. And one of the most outstanding thing that we've learned about what you're doing there is helping the fireys fight that big fire that's going on in the area.
Yes, we're actually being contracted to do the catering for the fireys.
It's a much bigger numbers that you would normally have to deal with on a daily basis in your business.
Oh, definitely, especially since our business is only 3 weeks in. We're 3 weeks new. The business has actually taken off better than expected, but this has just been the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
We've been catering for up from 80 to 120 firefighters for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So the staff have been working very hard and they've kept up a really good job.
Yeah, and this is really what I heard from comments that I had from a lot of people who are coming through that area, because the fire is attracting people who are coming for work and trying to help as much as they can, is the food is exceptional. Usually fireys are treated to sandwiches and things like that, but you're going beyond that basic feed. You're providing proper meals.
Oh, yeah. We're making sure that the fireys are well looked after, because, you know, they're out there putting their lives on the line to save our homes and our towns in the region. So, yeah, we've been really working hard to give them proper meals, make sure they've got heaps of food.
What would be a typical breakfast and lunch for a fiery? Because these people need really a good feed to be able to cope with the workload, because some of these crews have been there and sustaining them requires a really proper support.
Yeah, we've been cooking bacon and eggs, sausages, baked beans, toast, raisin bread, tea, coffee.
You're also going out there and supporting. How are you going? How are you coping with having these big fires in your area?
Well, at the moment, it's very smoky in town, so the fires are very close.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's affected our town heaps in relation to the fires at the Yarrowitch, where the guys are camping.
Yeah.
They've lost a lot. The community's lost a lot of houses out there. So luckily we haven't lost any lives at the moment, but you know, there has been a lot of livestock, especially since we're a remote rural area.
Yeah.
The drought, and now that the farmers are losing stock and things like that, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, a small, tight knit community. So yourself, yeah. How do you also help? How do your typical day, from the comments I've heard, your typical day is like from anything from 6 o'clock in the morning till 1 a.m. How do you manage?
Well, you just keep doing it, because you know the fires have to be fed. So we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, head out to Yarrowitch,
yeah.
Start their breakfast, get them breakfast by six, get them all fed by eight. They go out on the field, fight fires, and they're back around about 5 o'clock for dinner.
Wow. And you're there for such a big crew. How is your staff doing? Because I believe you would need a lot of hands to tackle this task.
Yeah, well, I've got to give a big applause to a couple of our directors, because they've been on this journey with us as well. So Alina Stackman, our chairperson, Robin Davies, a director, who have volunteered their time to support this, to support the firefighters getting fed and that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the staff are just, we're trying to split it up so the ones in the morning, they go home and we get a new staff, fresh staff in for dinner, so they're not totally exhausted.
Yeah. All I can say is just wish you all the best, because with the fires and your properties are not quite secure. Are the fires under control now?
They are. As we speak, they're under control now, but yeah, last week they were out of control.
Yeah. Now, anything you'd like to add to the conversation we haven't spoken about that you would like to bring to the attention of our listeners and our viewers?
Yeah, I suppose because we have the new cafe set up, and it was all a through the Economic Development Fund for Uniswap, we got up and started to start our own business. I suppose if you're ever in Malka, New South Wales, call into Ninaboo Barri, which is our place in Dungutty language, call in and have a couple with the staff.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.